Joining me now is Clay County Bulldogs head coach Rob Edwards. Coach, first off, let's talk about the game against Jackson County on Tuesday. I believe that you guys got off to a slow start offensively, as both teams did, but you guys managed to reel off a much better second quarter. What was the key there?
I think, best I recall, we switched defenses and we started pressing the ball full court a little bit and kind of speeding the game up, which I thought was to our advantage and allowed us to get a few more possessions there in the second quarter, and we're fortunate to make some shots.
I feel like this time last year we were talking about the same thing where I'm about to ask you about now. Jeff Spivey really, again, played a really good game against Jackson County. He seems like he's really starting to knock down some big shots as playoff time and postseason time gets going. How big are his minutes and how big are those shots that he's hitting as far as just helping the team win?
Anytime that, you know, if Jeff makes three or four, five threes a game, you know, it really takes a lot of pressure off the offense. So it's big for him to make those shots. And he's a guy that's capable of making four or five every night. So we try to get him in a good position and get him open to knock those down.
How much has his confidence grown from the beginning of last year to now, where he feels a little bit more comfortable taking these shots? And if he has them, he's not really passing them up. He's actually feeling comfortable taking them.
I can tell a huge difference in his confidence and his willingness to shoot the ball. He was hesitant even as late as this time last year. He was hesitant. Early this season, he was still hesitant. But you know, he's a guy that's he's a shooter, and that's what we tell our shooters to shoot it. So, you know, if you miss your first three, you're probably gonna make that fourth one. So that's kind of the mentality that we try to get Jeff to take.
You guys get to play in the district championship tonight against Pickett County. First off, you guys have obviously played them already twice this year. What kind of challenges do you think they'll pose for you the third time around?
Well, it's the same as it is every year. You know, we always end up playing the same team three, sometimes four times. And the more you play them, the more familiar they are with you and the more familiar we are with them. Challenges are just like they always are. They're going to be harder to score against. We have to tweak a few things and run a couple different angles. And I'm sure they'll have a good game plan coming in. Coach Aminette does a good job with them. So we're expecting a great game tonight.
Obviously, the executive order was lifted a few weeks ago with the restriction on attendance. How excited are you to see kind of that packed house again for a championship atmosphere tonight?
Well, we're excited. We think it's going to be a great atmosphere. When we played Pickett at home in the regular season, it's always one of our best gates and one of our most attended games. And unfortunately, that was right after the executive order was put in place. And so we only had parents there. And it was when you go back and watch the film, you know, it's just like a practice almost. There's not very many people there. So I'm excited. Our kids are excited about it. And I'm sure that the fans are excited to be there tonight as well.